Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and today is our Monday program on VBS. And the date today is, and I'm looking, well, I don't have my computer up. I have the time, but I don't have the date. Do you have the date today, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Yes, I do, and I see Larry's posted it in the fast chat. Today is Monday, October 15th, 2012.
So, the month's half over. So, let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. And we'll do that first here. So, think of a situation that you had of anything. Here we go, releasing that energy from you. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, that'll take away the thoughts that you're having about the situation. And it should be pretty much neutralized. Back to zero as you think about it. And I'm going to do another clearing here for the same situation. And this is just in case the person that caused the confrontation with you, we'll say, or caused the situation or event, if they somehow attached to you an alien critter. So, everybody, here we go. Now, this one I'll count to 20 to release it. And I want everybody to do kind of like a body check, see how your body's feeling right now. And then during the process, as I count from 1 to 20, see if something wiggles inside of you and leaves. Or it could be on your skin even. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So, see how you're doing now. If you feel a little different, it means that that person was used, typically was used, unless they're an alien in disguise, but they were typically used, we'll say, to give you some bad energy. So what we'd like to do is maybe change the focus slightly on the fast chat if we can. Maybe just have it for questions that you may want to bring to us only. And then maybe just comments about a healing that we've done after doing one. And that way it doesn't go too far off from that sometimes, but I'd like so that people aren't really reading the fast chat all the time. Because sometimes people start reading it and then they may get emotionally attached and then from there they're not listening to their program that we're doing here. So, and if we have any call-ins, I'd like you to comment on what we just got through releasing from you just now. And you can maybe describe how it felt, where it was attached to you. And if the person has ever done that to you before. So that's what we like to have people respond to if they choose to call in. So we'll bring it over to Kathy here. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, thanks. I'm out here, and I'll be watching a fast chat for those kinds of comments and the questions that anyone who has a question for Ron is welcome to participate that way through the fast chat or through phone. And BBS has new phone numbers for those who listen on their mobile devices. For station one today, it's 530-881-1300. And there's an access code 265115. You'll have to look at the BBS page to catch all those numbers if you missed them here. So Ron, in the meantime, there's been some questions that came over through clsquestions@yahoo.com. Can I read some to you?
Yeah, great. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, Ron, I spent the last 10 days at a resort with tons of people, and there were religious icons, statues everywhere. My legs are in pain. Did I bring home any unwanted souvenirs with me? If so, what kind of critter should I clear?
Okay, legs being in pain, boy, that could be the critters. So you want to go to the alien attack page to clear them. And that would be under parasitic life forms on one of those particular options there. I think there's 8 options to the page. So you'll have the alien parasitic life forms. It's a little harder for me to say which one it is. I'm seeing that stuff moving around. You may look at maybe ants, possibly. It could be skin related. If your joints hurt, then that would be the caterpillars. I would do the caterpillars, and maybe if we have ants on there, and that's about what I'm picking up. Okay, there are some little small, okay, like tick energies that could also be in there, but that's what I pick up.
Okay, this person goes on, asks you if they brought home any entities besides what they already had.
Yeah,
from those statues.
Yeah. I think they probably were beacons. Boy. Yeah, I would say that is definitely true, because they're probably being used. As you look at them, they're actually watching you with a critter inside of them, even though that may just strictly be maybe ceramics or porcelain or something like that. Made out of clay or whatever. A lot of times those figurines are that way. It could also have energies. You know, that would be a photograph of something. So, yeah, it feels like they were being used to connect with people. And possibly to impregnate you also. So I am seeing that happening with other people that are there. So you'd probably want to do a space clearing of yourself, go back in time, and clear your particular space, not the space in the room, but just your space. And that way it will concentrate more on you to get rid of these critters. And that's what I would do. Also, do a timeline crash on your legs, because they already have you hooked up, and they can keep bringing forth more traumas on timeline. So do a lot of timeline crashes. A lot, I would say probably 50 to 100 of them. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that advice. Sounds good. I think we have a caller. I heard a beep. If so, caller, please go ahead and state your name and question for Ron.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I had a question for Ron. It's funny that you were just speaking about critters and things. For a while now, I've actually been doing a lot of different things in my life, and I had been getting this skin irritation or something, and I kind of felt like it was, you know, entities attacking me through some type of thing, and I was just wondering if you had any clarification on what that actually might be. Or is it just anxiety or something?
Okay. Boy, good question. What kind of activities are you doing to bring forth these energies to you?
Well, I've recently been doing a lot of conscious studying and stuff, and I got involved with a lot of different people who claim to be shamans and different things, and
then do the two clearings that you'd want to do then, since you're you're going down or have went down that that process of connecting to people, bringing energies to you. You want to do the dark side practitioner clearing, and then I would also do the other clearing, which is the curses, hexes, spells. They're very similar, but they're different. So you'd want to put the person's name in the dark side practitioner, whoever the shaman is, or these shamans, because you don't know what they're hooked up to. So that's what I would do, is to see if you can get rid of those energies off of you.
Okay. I have one more question. Was about the emotional whole lifetime. I think that's what it's called.
Yes, emotional.
I did that.
A whole lifetime. Yes.
Yeah, I'm 24 years old. I actually did that last night, and I was wondering, did I do it right? Because I ran it on the machine, and I put in all the information.
Yeah, if you,
and
if you ran
wondering,
it, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. If you ran it for the full 24 years, then it'll clean out your lifetime, and probably it would have taken you maybe about. Maybe 10 minutes to do once you started the clearing.
Okay.
So it took you about 10 minutes.
I was wondering.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Well, I was wondering because I actually found your information from YouTube, and I was kind of excited about the way you explained the creation light ship, and I wanted to find out more about that because I was hearing, I guess from what I've heard so far, is that people can actually see things if you connect with it somehow or something like that, and you actually have a chance to go out there.
Yeah, some people do see the light beams. They'll take physical form, and most of the forms that I bring forth are forms that would be life forms on this planet. So the light beams choose that blueprint to come into. So it's not that everybody sees them. Some people don't see them, and some people don't even feel the energies. So it all depends, you know, how your body system is. And everything is perfect with you. So if you don't see anything or feel anything, that's perfectly fine. If you do sense something, some people feel energies in their body kind of move, like having a gentle massage, and all of a sudden... maybe if they had a sore knee, it's released. It all depends what, you know, how their body is responding. So, or how your body is responding. So you don't have to, you know, don't go into the sessions when I do light ship work. When you go to the light ship that, you know, if you don't see something, something's wrong with you, by all means, don't even think that. Some people, you know, attempt to get their third eye open. The light ship will not do that whatsoever. But you just ask for physical healings, and that's the way the system works. You just request a physical healing, and they'll do what they can do. On the light ship, you're healed completely. But when you come back here, remember, you're being beamed up and down, I don't know, I can't really say how many times, because it's probably, an amount that isn't even... conceivable to us, but each time you come back down, then your emotional body and all the other bodies, if you haven't cleaned them out, are attached back to you, which is what gave you your problem to begin with. And so it is possible that you can have a partial clearing, a small one maybe, by going to the light ship. Some people have had miraculous healing, so it's hard to say, you know, what's going to happen to you. But you will feel the peace energy. I think everybody that's gone up has felt calmer and more peaceful.
If you did want to work with them somehow, is there a way to, like, kind of contact them to actually let you see stuff? Or?
Yeah, only when I bring people to the light ship can you contact them. They will never come into duality.
Oh, okay.
So if they were to see you, like some people talk about in religions that as maybe grow more spiritually, at some point, you want to connect with, we'll say, God or something like that. Well, the source energy could never see you at all because they don't do that, number one. And if for some reason, we'll just say that you could actually approach source energy that created you, it would see you as darkness. And it would exterminate you. It would take the light out of you after all the darkness was released, but that's why you don't go to source energy. So people a lot of times would love to stay on the light ship, or they want to go back to source, but remember, you chose to come here to have maybe one experience, and unfortunately you may have had one lifetime, I should say, and unfortunately, a lot of people have had, hundreds of lifetimes here because they're trapped here in the duality system because they're choosing to think, and they're choosing duality. And your ancestors chose it, so right away your body is stuffed full of duality, which is what you're desperately trying to release from you. You get the body more pure to have to hold more of your spirit energy, which will bring you more into the vibration of your spirit. It's not that you're gaining a higher vibration. You're just getting more of who you are in your body.
Okay.
So any other questions?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, yes, go ahead. We have a little time delay.
I have one more question. Last one. I remember reading something about like psychic branding, and I've been feeling I've been trying to start a business for some years now, and it seemed like situations would just keep falling through, and I could never really get a grip as a consultant with my engineering job or starting a new venture or anything like that. And I was just wondering, like, what was the root behind all that, and what could I run okay. to really get to the root, you know?
Yeah. What I put on the website is a clearing for self-empowerment, and that goes through many, many issues. And I believe the price is, I don't know. I think it's $50, I think, for 6 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And there's many issues. One of those is the, I think, curses, sexes, spells. So I put that website up, that particular clearing on the website, for people who just can't seem to get it together. They try their best and nothing seems to happen. That's one of them that can be happening, is that somebody could have put a psychic whammy on you. And, you're struggling because somebody didn't like you. And that clearing could very possibly help that, along, like I said earlier, with the other clearing, dark side practitioner. So people do awful things here. And they don't really, probably, if they knew more what they were doing to people, they probably would not do it. But just connecting with somebody, that does spells or whatever on people, you don't know where that's going to. What country is, or a person in some foreign country could be doing it, maybe for a nickel a day or something, And they do a lot of these, and they keep on it for a long time because they got paid to do it, and they cause a lot of harm to people. And that's all that they know, is doing these rituals on people. So that self-empowerment clearing could help you. After you do that, you may want to go onto your psychic billboard. That's $20 a month. And from there, you want to state where you are. So where you are right now, the way, you're describing it to me, what I'm hearing you say is that you're having a hard time maybe getting a job or making connections work for you in that job title that you're looking for. That's what your psychic billboard is going to say, too. Maybe somebody wrote on there that you're always late to work, that you're incompetent, and people read that before they even see you. So you want to change that and put it for whatever you choose to put on there, and that has a lot of good results for people. So you may want to do that, go into the psychic billboard after you do these clearings. But the root cause, I would say, would be those two. You want to do the psychic billboard. After you do the hexes, spells, and curses, and dark side practitioner, those two I definitely recommend.
Okay, that's for like the skin thing I'm going through now, where I'm like itchy. I thought I had mites or something.
I would say it feels like about 90%. Yes. Uh huh.
Okay, because it kind of feels like they go away. So
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just do those, and that's what I recommend doing.
Okay, well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, what state are you calling from?
I'm in North Carolina right now.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
All right, take care.
Okay, you too.
Ron, some people did mention that they felt the clearing you did of critters from other people on the spine and the legs. Some felt it in their head. Anyway, that's the comments I saw here. And there's still some questions from CLS questions that we can address here. One person was asking if it was too late to do a timeline crash for October 11th, 2012, because the numbers are 10, 11, 12.
Well, you can't crash that. Yeah, remember, all these timelines are living with you, too. Remember, you're living the reality of all the timelines. So, yes, you could do that. You could have got hooked up with something on that timeline for that day, we'll say, on timelines, and it can still be with you. So, yeah, you can go into the past on timelines. No problem whatsoever.
Okay, good. Another one. My dad, Frank, just turned 80. How many death barcodes does he have, please?
I'm picking up about 11 of them.
Thank you. Okay, another question. I'll try to reduce its long question. Is the feeling or empathic body clearing recommended once we've done the emotional clearing? This person's asking because they sometimes still feel annoyed or impatient or have some sad memories.
Empathic
or feeling body.
Yeah, I don't think the empathic one is typically if you feel people's energies all around you. So that one I don't think would pertain. It could work, but I don't think I would do that clearing. You'd want to look at the issues that you're talking about and do a clearing for that. What you could do, since we have many issues on that self-empowerment one, there's 38 of them, you might want to get that clearing and just kind of take note of which one of those energies on there is affecting you the most. That's like a mini sampling of what we have on the website. And if not, I'd do a different clearing. But the empathic one is that you do a lot of psychic readings, although you don't know about it, and you start feeling other things from other people coming into you. So you're actually reading their energies and having a physical effect from what you're reading. And it doesn't feel like that would be the right one to do. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Questions coming up on the fast chat. I'll get to those in a minute. Another question, which causes the most problems with me or others? Is it the clones or entities in terms of bringing havoc into our lives?
Yeah. Both of them could be, the clones, remember, switch out all the time. So, and then the entities stay here and get on to the next body that comes in. So I'd say probably almost be a toss-up. Remember, the entities give you a physical addiction, and the clones, switch out with a particular problem, and they reinforce that problem. They want to also do, we have the conference calls where we have the energetic cording that is kind of similar. Remember, somebody could cord you and give you an issue. And then also, we have an entity call and then also the phone release call. So it's kind of hard to say which one it would be for you, but they both are a menace here. In a sense, an entity would be an invisible, say, clone body to a certain extent because it is bringing information to you with this whole library of information, where a clone body is controlled by the aliens, where the emotional one is Earth-based. So they're kind of similar but different. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I just want to remind everyone that Ron is holding two conference calls this week. First one's tomorrow, Tuesday, which is the physical body cording attachment removal, the one he just mentioned, the energetic cording removal. And that session is $20. The next one is Wednesday, and that is the conference call where he does physical healing on the light chip plus codes 7 days worth of living light healing water at least. He does more coding of light water than that. But you get your 7 bottles for the week, and that healing session is $30. You can register via the website creationlightship.com and pay direct and quick through PayPal. And then also the physical rejuvenation intensive will resume in November. Right now, Ron is preparing for the expo in New York, the New Life Expo, which begins on the 19th. And if any one of you who are listening, maybe you're a dedicated listener and you'd like to meet Ron. People do come from near and far to meet Ron and to sit in the light infusion chamber to hear his panel discussions while you're there. And if you have the time, it would be much appreciated if you would offer your assistance to Ron, because he's in the moment, so he may not ask. But if you're there at the beginning or the end, it would be great if you could help him with the set up and dismantling of the booth and the light infusion chamber, as I've seen them, and they're a lot bigger than I imagined. Probably about 8 people can sit in the light infusion chamber, and then it's a lot of work for 1 or 2 or 3 people to take down, plus the rest of the booth he has. So we'd appreciate your assistance, know that you will really enjoy the New York Expo. If anyone has been to the Los Angeles Expo, Ron just attended in last week, and would like to share your experiences, please do. Feel free to call in or type something here, and I'll be watching for it, and I'll read it. Maybe you attended one of his discussions, or maybe you went to one of the panels or one of his free workshops. So we wish you a lot of luck there in New York, Ron. And I know you're planning to have a decloning conference panel discussion, or just a free workshop, right, on the 25th of October at the TRS Center, where you'll be speaking about decloning at 6 p.m.
Yep, so yeah, we'll have a wonderful. Have a great workshop then. So what I'm going to do, since the gentleman called about having his skin kind of itching, maybe with alien critters, or just something being placed on him, we'll do a release here of alien critters that could be on your skin. So if you have maybe a blemish on your skin, maybe you keep scratching one location, you don't know why you're doing it, but you keep scratching. And it could be because something has attached to you. So I'll do a release of that. So we'll just take out the alien critter, if you have one. Here we go. And also, this could be entities, too. They sort of act about the same, but they are different. So this will be for both alien critters or an entity that likes to hang on to you, a Klingon. So here we go. Releasing it. One. Two, might be more than one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember, think of where the problem area is. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do poisons. And this can also even include, like, if a spider bit you. That's an alien life form. And here we go, getting rid of the poisons. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do waste products. This is what we do on the 8-hour intensives here that we have on Sundays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to release the dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And just kind of remember the old saying, you know, guess who's coming for dinner? And you don't know who that might be. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that clearing of the critters on the skin and even the bites. Really appreciate that. Since we just had a heat wave here in Southern California, and now it seems like all the bugs are out biting again. Okay, so those of you who are in New York and are attending Ron's panel discussion about decloning and wanted to know where the TRS Center is, the address is being posted on the Fast Chat. It looks like it's either 49th or 48th Exchange Place in Manhattan. So I'm sure if you look up New TRS Center, you may find it on a map. And that will be on starting October 25th. Is that just for the one time, Ron? Just the one panel discussion on decloning?
Yeah, yes, we're, I'll be doing, let's see here, I'll probably be doing it on my three lectures that I have. Then I have a Strange Universe panel on Sunday, and that starts at 11 o'clock. But then I'll be doing an enlistment on Sunday, too, for people. But I will be doing a lot of the decloning. Normally I have standing room only at these events, so either I need to get a bigger room or, you know, just show up. And if you happen to come late and the door's locked, and knock on it so they can let you come in. So I had some room monitors once that I had about 30 people saying they wanted to come to that lecture that I had, and, you know, and they couldn't get in. So definitely be a little forceful, and they'll let you come in. So we'll just see how people are feeling with that last clearing. I'll do one for, let's see here, bites and stings here. That's also on the website for a clearing. Here we go. So just do a quick release here. And if you do have a situation where you feel something maybe has bit you, like a mosquito, which is another alien life form or something, or a tick, we'll release that energy here. And these are energetic, but they're also physical too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And just kind of remember that, you know, the saying that we kind of say off and on is, remember, you don't know what you don't know. So we can help you out with that to at least give you some information. And then you can do some clearings on the website if you wish to resolve your situation. But a lot of people finally realize that, yeah, I don't know about this here and I have this condition or problem. And now, you know, they're very grateful that they have a solution. And all of a sudden, we just start connecting dots for people. You know, if you listen to a lot of my lectures that I've had and stuff, you're going to notice that you're going to be getting more information. And, you know, you may have a question that you've had for your whole life, and all of a sudden it gets answered by one of the particular lectures that I have. And that kind of sets yourself at ease because you've been maybe pondering something for a long time. I worked with some people that, I guess it's called Disha. Is that where the, you know, they put the hands on the top of your head and try to tune you to some alien life form, but they don't necessarily think of it that way. But I'll take that energy away if that's ever been done to you. So here we go, everybody. So, one, releasing this energy from you. Two, this is, remember, this is cordings and alien life forms attaching to you to take away your life force energy. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop maybe in about 10 minutes if we can keep track of the physical time here for people, so we can leave the program with the mind to heart drop for everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
It's true what you said. Sometimes we just don't notice that we're suffering, and we're so used to it. But we were just ignoring a bite or a sting, and then someone brings our attention to it. So it's good to know there's a place to clear out the poisons and the waste products and the alien energy that can really accumulate in our bodies. Penny appreciated that clearing. She says, my skin does not itch. It feels neutralized. Thank you. She says maybe it felt like a small critter, like ticks, came out of her. Some other people enjoyed it. Christine said she felt a shift in her body. She says, why did she feel a shift in her body from the sting clearing? She's into more alignment, and she wants to know why that is. Her body out of alignment?
Yeah,
she got stung. She has a sting shifting.
Yeah, it's very possible. Could have even been maybe a shapeshifter. I had one lady in Los Angeles that was at my decloning workshop, and at the end of it, we went downstairs. And she came up to me and says, Ron, I got this headache after you did that. It's kind of unusual. And so I looked at her and I did a little bit of maybe 15 seconds of work with her, I think. And then I said, oh, you got a shapeshifter in you. Because when I was doing the work, running some energy, her nose kind of like started wrinkling up back and forth, you know, making a funny look, you know. And so I pulled off the shapeshifter and got rid of it, and her eyes got brighter and headache went away. So that's what happens there. When I do the decloning work, whenever I do decloning, the clone of you, the replica, is taken to the light. Remember, if it wasn't taken to the light, then that means that if the aliens get a hold of your clone, what are they going to do with it? It's still living. And they probably don't have a large enough warehouse to have all these clones. So, and to put them on held in stasis or something. And they probably, more than likely, have you on the plate some night, you know, with the carrots and the potatoes and things, you know. So you're probably the meat on the dish. There's going to be so many clones. Look, if you figure that you have, you know, six an hour, and for your whole lifetime, you could probably try to figure that out if you would. If you need to, but you can realize that, wow, where are all these replicas of me going, and what are they being used for? And I think probably more than likely they're going to have you for a feast. So whenever I do these sessions, your clones are saved, and they go to the light, and you won't be devoured that way. Well, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Oh, dear. I'm I don't know what to say to that. Okay. I just wanted to mention that Alice, who must be in New York, thank you, Alice, she posted the address to the new TRS Center as 27 William. It's on the southeast corner of Exchange and William on the third floor. So I hope that helps you, Ron. Let's see. Then also BBS radio, the people on the fast chat just reported that they can't hear the audio portion of the program. So if you could please check into that, BBS, thank you so much. And there was a question here from David. He was wondering how to clear mind control, how to clear someone's deprogramming of mind control.
Okay, thank you. So clearing mind control. We got that mind matrix clearing up, mind matrix bundle. You may want to check that out, everybody. The ones that were on the last call that was last month, you have that for free. But you can go on it if you weren't on there. And I think it's $200. And you get a bundle of clearings that could help you out a lot with the mind control stuff. It's really hard to say what clearing is going to actually fix you. So if you're going into a clearing thinking that this one is going to do it, you may need to have more of them, okay? So just know that each time you have a clearing, it's like taking off, you know, the onion peel, but you get a lot more taken off than just one little peel. But unfortunately, aliens have ruled this planet for a long time, and your parents thought. And unfortunately, they probably didn't do any emotional clearings from me, and I doubt if they would have because, you know, I didn't come out with these clearings until 2005, basically. But aside from that, you know, most of your problems right now, I would say probably 80% of them are passed on to you from your parents. So you're living their life. So you can, if you're upset with the aliens, then you first want to focus, if you want to have any blame there, which you probably shouldn't have, but your parents gave you their stuff. And did they work on themselves and get rid of all of their emotional traumas and dramas and stuff? And their anger and their resentment and their fears before they conceived you. That's what needs to be done. And if you had any children, how much of your stuff did you pass on to them? And naturally, it'd be all of your stuff until, you know, whatever happened after you conceived them naturally is not a part of them too much. It could be a little bit, but that's what people need to do before they conceive a child. And unfortunately, most people don't know that, and they have children, unfortunately. And the child is now having more burdens on them than what you have. So that's the whole process. Remember, the DNA stays active, and you're living the life of typically your parents and your grandparents. And it could be a little bit further past, but those are probably the main two. So you're dealing with six people that are more recently attached to you with all of their thoughts. So one way to for your grandparents to rectify the problem with your parents is to clean themselves out initially, that they wouldn't give it to your parents, and then your parents would clean out what they have, and then they would conceive you, and you would be in pretty good shape typically. But that's not done. So, you know, if you're upset because your life is not working very well for you and you think you got dealt, you know, a bad deck of cards or something, then it's only because your parents gave you your stuff. Now, was it activated in them? Maybe not. But you're living their life through you. And that's what is going on. Whether they're living or not, they gave you your stuff, and you're dealing with their stuff now. And then the aliens initially gave them the stuff and connections, so that's their role in the whole thing. They created the plan that you're under. So that's the problem that we have here. And let's see if it's getting time. I'll do the mind of heart drop for everybody. Let's have another question there, Andy.
It's 4:47, so I think we have like 3-5 minutes.
Okay.
Just wanted to read some comments real quick, and I'll watch the time for you, Ron. Maxine was asking about the clones. She wanted to hear you verify when you have our decloning conference calls, are the do the clones go to the light? They're not terminated by the creation light chip, are they?
No, they're not. Clones are actually saved because it's a life form that does have spirit energy, so they're not going to destroy that, no. If the clones that you have already went through so far, after another alien race creates a clone of you, and you know everything that you're physically sensing and seeing around you, all that is released, and one of the alien race that had you is in charge of everything around you, and then they recreate everything from a new race. So that's what I said. What are they going to do with the parts of you and everything else? Since you're living and maybe cars and streetlights and everything else, pavement, not really going to be dealing with that because there's no need. They can't really pull energy off of it. They can only pull off energy off of living things. And so what are they going to do with you? They're not really probably going to feed you. So that's why I say more than likely, you know, you may be on the dinner plate for them. Let's say plan to reuse you over again, but then they got to, you know, recreate you anyway. So I don't know, but more than likely it's the latter. So we'll do the mind to heart drop for everybody. And this might sound upsetting to you, but it's been going on, you know, for a long time. So now that you know what's happening, now you're empowered to change the reality. And that's the whole thing, is to become conscious of your life. And, you know, how do you want to become conscious? And what do you want to do to feel better? Remember, your physical stuff that you're dealing with is just being passed on from one clone to the next. So if you, you know, do the clearing of the clone replicas out of you and you do timeline crashes, more than likely your problems that you're dealing with, which could be a physical, you know, backache or neckache or headache or something, then simply go away because you're not being recreated on those timelines. So it's very simple, you know. Just get rid of the timelines, and that will help to get rid of the clones, and then also get rid of the clones that are affecting you. That's why I have the calls on Thursday night to do that. This week I won't have it, though. So let's do a mind-to-heart drop. So if you're feeling a little pink behind, or pink behind the gills, I guess, or green behind the gills, you know, just a normal process of what we're talking about here, and it's what we're involved with. And remember, if you don't think, if you stop your thinking, then there's no energy for them to control you with. You still have DNA in your body, but if you don't think, then they're really not going to want you because they deal with thoughts. Remember, your mind, your thoughts control your current reality. Thoughts become manifested around you. So when you start thinking, you don't know what you're drawing to yourself. So the mind energy is the best thing to release from you. And if you don't think, you may be in pretty good shape. So here we go. Mind a heart drop. I'll count from 10 to 1 going backwards here. And having your spirit take your thoughts inside of your head and bring them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Everybody, you should be heart-centered. And I think our show is about ready to close here, so I'll just say thank you, Kathy. And hope to see you people at the New Life Expo. And it's about a block from Penn Station, 34th and 8th in Manhattan. So thank you, everyone.
And will there be a program on Wednesday as well?
Yes, Wednesday should work, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for all the healings and the clearings. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hey, bye, everybody.